I have clients are disorganized. When we get things in order, we move things.
He hired her to tidy up.
I have respiratory problems, and I rely on an organizer to take care of those things I can't do that are dusty.
It's really a cleaning service. So why do we call it an organizer? I never heard something so ridiculous in my life.
But did she clean them out?
You alleged that there were things that were taken from your premises, some jewelry.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
William Pence is suing professional organizer Kelly Wilson for falsifying her hours, stealing jewelry, and misplacing important documents.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 294 on the calendar, the matter of Pence versus Wilson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parr has been sworn in. You may be seated, ma'am. Have a seat, please.
Mr. Pence, it is your claim that the defendant owes you some money for work that she did for you to organize your house. You had paid her, and she submitted hours. You believe that those hours were inflated, and she took it off the deposit that you had given to her. And in addition, you claim because she did such a bad job, it cost you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Miss Wilson says that she did what she was supposed to do. She was counterclaiming because she filed complaints to the Better Business Bureau. And also, you claim that she stole some property, which is actually defamatory, if not true. Okay. Mr. Pence, how did you find the defendant?
One of my neighbors is an interior decorator, and she and her partner recommended Kelly Wilson to me.
Well, if they recommended her, then they must have used her in the past.
No. They recommended her, but I did not know until later that they actually had never worked with her.
Well, that's your problem. You do understand that, Mr.
Yes.
Pence.
Yes, ma'am.
If I were hiring somebody to organize my house, the first thing that I would say is, give me three references that I can call and find out how you worked and whether they were satisfied. So that's your problem, that you didn't check her references.
That's correct.
And then you worked out a financial arrangement with her, which was what?
The financial arrangement that I understood was verbal, and what our agreement
was... Ma'am,
that's
not true.
What our agreement was that she would bring in three of her organizing associates. Each of them was to be paid $25 per hour. The four of them would work 15 one-hour sessions for a total of $1,500.
Okay. And you needed an organizer because?
I have respiratory problems, and I rely on an organizer to take care of those things I can't do that are dusty. And so I've had an organizer for a number of years, and she actually brought in cleaning people that she oversaw, and my organizer that I had moved down into this area, so I needed a new person, and that's how I came up with Kelly.
So your organizer actually hired a cleaning person, so it's really
somebody
a cleaning service.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Well, so why do we call it an organizer? I never heard something so ridiculous in my life.
It's different, Your Honor, for what I do.
Okay, so Mr. Pence, I'm going to give you, and I want you to understand something. Ms. Wilson is not responsible for the war in Afghanistan. She's not responsible for global warming. She's not responsible for the financial crisis in the world. So if she didn't do what she was supposed to do, she's not responsible for your $30,000 worth of appliances, which you now have to replace. I want you to understand that. Now, bearing that in mind, sir, I want you to tell me what you think she legitimately owes you and why. And you're on my clock.
Yes, ma'am. What she did was she did a little bit of organizing in my office area, and in the process, she threw away or misplaced, I still have not found them, all of my bills that came in during the month of October. Included in those bills was my life insurance policy, and I didn't find out about this until my life insurance agent called me and said my policy was going to lapse for non-payment.
I want you to tell me what you think she owes you, sir. I understand that you were not completely satisfied with her service.
Okay. The following three things. She lost also my service contract with General Electric, and I've had that contract since 1987.
Go get another one.
Replaces any appliances.
She's not replacing your appliances.
This you're was not, paperwork
not
that
her,
she handled.
You're not happy with her service?
Yes.
Don't use her again.
Correct.
That's what you can do. Now, if you think that she didn't show up and you paid her $1,500 and therefore you're entitled to money back, That you can tell me. But I don't want to hear any of this nonsense about your appliances and your life insurance and all the aggravation you went through because your disorganized house was even more disorganized after Miss Wilson put her hands on it. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not interested.
Okay. So very specifically, she worked a total of 7.5 hours.
That's not correct, sir. Your Honor.
$25 an hour. And what I would like is the remainder of that money back from my $1,500, which comes out at $1,312.50.
Okay. Now, I assume that you kept track of when she came.
That is correct, Your Honor.
So tell me when she came. Show me when she came.
Here's a list of the specific days and hours.
Well, let me ask you about two dates. October 26th, hours claimed 1.5, and hours actually worked, you have zero.
That is correct, Your Honor.
So she didn't come at all that day.
That's correct. I have an email from her that backs up that she could not make it on that day.
And what about November the 12th?
The same thing here.
Okay, I'd like to take a look at those two emails.
And I've highlighted those for you, Your Honor.
Second. Okay. Very quickly, Ms. Wilson, I want you to show me the days that you worked.
I have it tracked here, Your Honor.
I'd like to take a look at it. Well, would you please show me, sir, the email that you refer to that indicates that she was not there on the 26th of October? Here you go. Just circle it. Email that says she was not there on the 26th. That's a date that she has listed an hour and a half, and you have listed she never showed up. Okay, you circled it. Now tell me what date she sent that to you.
October 27th.
Bird, would you give that back to him? I would like him to read it. If you can wait there for him, please.
Yes.
She sent that to you on October 27th.
That's correct.
And what does it say?
It says, I had an issue come up that needs my attention tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow?
That is
correct.
Would
be the 28th.
That is correct, ma'am.
Yes.
What's going on here is on the 26th, she had to cancel and we had to reschedule.
I don't see that.
No, it was never covered in emails.
Well, then, sir, why are you giving me that to show me that she wasn't there on the 26th?
Your Honor, she only came once a week. This was the makeup date she scheduled for that same week, and she didn't make it.
Okay. On what day did you come that week?
On the 26th, Your Honor, and the following week on the 2nd.
No. That suggests that you were supposed to come on the 28th, mm-hmm. which would have been 2 days a week in that same week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you never came 2 days in 1 week.
That's right.
So that I understand the plaintiff's statement that email suggests that the 28th was a makeup date.
Yes, ma'am.
And you didn't show up, so that you weren't there on the 26th.
I have it tracked, ma'am, and I don't have it.
You have
emailed.
A what?
I have it tracked as an hour and a half. My
Listen
minimum...
to me. I don't care what you have it tracked as. He has an email from you saying, I'm sorry I can't make tomorrow, which would have been the 28th, which clearly he is accurate when he says you were supposed to come the 26th. You couldn't come the 26th. You said, I'll come the 28th. And then you wrote him an email that said, I'm sorry, I had something come up. I can't see you on the 28th. I won't come again until November 2nd. So he's right. So you weren't there on the 26th, because it would have been the only time in all the time that you worked for him that you were coming 2 days a week. Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
He wins. You lose. Because clearly your business tracking is off.
On this particular day, ma'am, I have it as an hour and a half. My contract...
You weren't there. Because unless you can explain to me in 30 seconds or less why on this 1 week you were coming twice a week instead of once a week, he's right.
No, ma'am.
Okay. So you weren't there. And if you weren't there on that day, you weren't there on the next day either. When he says you weren't there at all and you have it tracked as an hour and a half. Now you can tell me very, very briefly, Ms. Wilson, what you claim your financial arrangement was with him. Do you have a written contract?
I have a proposal and a written...
Do you have a written contract?
I have a client agreement, ma'am, yes.
Signed by both of you?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
It shows a two-hour minimum?
I want to see it. Signed agreements speak for themselves.
It accompanied the proposal.
Stop, just a second. Signed agreements speak for themselves. Okay, I'd like to show this to you, sir. This says the agreed payment is $75 an hour. And it clearly is something that you signed. So you want to take a look at it?
Your Honor, I'd like to provide an explanation at this point.
Can't provide an explanation, sir, unless you're telling me that that contract that you signed with her was induced by fraud, deception, is not your signature.
This is my signature, but this is fraudulent. The agreement that I made with her was verbal.
And she provided... No, sir, listen to me. Once you have a written contract, which that is, you can't modify it orally. You modify it in writing.
That is correct.
Good. Then we understand each other.
She had agreed to provide in writing our verbal agreement, and she put me off for 4 weeks.
That's not my problem, sir.
That's my problem.
Then you shouldn't have let her start to work for you.
Okay.
That's your problem.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Social Security number.
Do you want it?
I do.
I want it?
Because all these people have to come and get a judgment against you. Right? That's exactly what they're going to do. Right?
Guess so, huh?
Perfect.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. William Pence claims professional organizer Kelly Wilson falsified her hours, stole jewelry, and misplaced his important documents. Kelly is countersuing for a false claim to the Better Business Bureau.
Now, $1,500 was your total bill.
Correct.
And she worked for you, and I am taking your word for it at this point, because the defendant clearly was inaccurate when she said she reported to work when she was not, in fact, working.
Right.
And if she did it once, she did it more than once. So I am taking
your
hours. Not interested. I am taking your hours that she worked for you, which is 7.5 hours times $75, which is what your written contract provides for. Now, that comes up to $936 that you are owed.
She's made a partial payment on that, Your Honor.
How much?
$375.
So she owes you $561. Now, there's another part of your claim, sir, that I will briefly let you tell me if you have any proof of the fact. You allege that there were things that were taken from your premises, some jewelry. First, did you report that to the police?
No, ma'am. I didn't realize they were missing until almost 6 months after we had done it.
And I can't help you. Now, did you file complaints against the defendant with the Better Business Bureau?
Yes, ma'am.
Did he let you know?
No, he did not. Let me know. I was unhappy. He was unhappy.
That's the way he felt your work was less than satisfactory.
Your Honor, my livelihood and my business, I've been doing this 6 years, depends on people being able to trust me in their underwear drawers in their homes. And this
detrimental. He didn't like the quality of your work. He's entitled to that. The most important thing that you have to have are accurate timesheets. If that's your business organization and you're being hired by people who can't organize their lives and you were so disorganized yourself that you say you reported to a job when you weren't there, at least on one occasion.
And one occasion
that's pretty,
only, ma'am.
Well, just a second. I don't know that. And I don't have the time here to go over each of the other dates, but I know on that one occasion, which he has documentation of, you said you were there and you weren't there. So that's your organization skills. He's saying, I'm a disorganized slob. I can't find anything, but it's your job to be organized. You own $561. Judgment for the plaintiff. Counterclaim is dismissed. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It's obviously, it's disorganization.
She lost all of my most important bills.
So things are out of order.
Almost cost me my life insurance.
And so things get lost.
And I would never trust somebody in my home again.
Absolutely. It was ridiculous.
Without multiple references.
People can't trust me. They're not going to let me in their home.
Before I do it again.
And it's ridiculous because that's not who I am.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Knutson versus Brown, step forward.
Jennifer Knutson is suing the father of her child, John Brown, for unpaid utility bills.
Ms. Knutson, the defendant is your former boyfriend. You have one child with him. He has another child with somebody else, and you have two other children.
Correct.
You have four children between you. Is your claim that you moved in together for a brief period of time, he moved out, you want him to pay thousands of dollars worth of bills and a whole bunch of money for emotional distress? I'm not exactly interested in your emotional distress. If the relationship with Mr. Brown didn't work out. That's unfortunate. Let's get to the bills.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He didn't take the boxes with him when he moved out, did he?
No, but he agreed to take them back.
And bring them to her.
Just a second. So far, you're not losing, right?
Right.
Except half of the electric bill. But that they're going to come after you for, because we're going to help them get to you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jennifer Knutson claims her child's father, John Brown, owes for unpaid utility bills.
When did you and Mr. Brown live together?
We moved in together in August of 2010 and moved out of the home we were living in August of 2011.
Okay. So what bills were accumulated, Ms. Knutson, in that year that you were living together?
Gas, electric, cable that we are behind on.
Are you paying for any of that?
At this time, I am not making payments.
When was the last time you made any payments that you can prove to me?
They would have been in July of 2011.
Well, he was living there in July of 2011. I assume he was paying his share of the bills.
No, not really.
Well, neither were you.
Yeah, neither of us, I guess, really were.
So what are you doing here?
All of the bills are in my name, and obviously he should be responsible for half of the bills.
Well, when they come after you for the bills?
They have. They are. The beginning.
Well, show me. He had a one-month bill, a previous balance for $192.50, and all of a sudden it went up to $1,326?
We had set up a payment agreement that we would pay them so much every month. Well, when I moved out and had it disconnected, the lump sum of what was owed was put back on the bill.
Where do you work, sir?
At a Polytank. It's a plastic molding company.
Good. Social Security number.
Do you want it?
I do.
601.
Okay. Because all these people have to come and get a judgment against you. That's what I think. Now we know where he works, right? That's exactly what they're going to do. Right?
Guess so, huh?
Perfect. Great. Then we have Mediacom. What is Mediacom?
That would be the cable and internet.
Previous balance, $315. Monthly charges, $1,239. What is that?
When I moved out, I asked John to return the cable boxes and the internet box, and he did not do that.
Just as soon as you moved out, you asked him to return the internet boxes?
Correct.
He had moved out before you did?
Correct.
So why didn't you return the cable boxes?
I was moving 3.5 hours away.
So you moved out and you didn't take the boxes back? He moved out a month before you did, according to you, on very unpleasant terms.
Correct.
So then you can return your own internet boxes. He didn't take the boxes with him when he moved out, did he?
No, but he agreed to take them back.
He shouldn't have agreed to take them back.
I bring them to her.
Just a second. So far, you're not losing, right?
Right. Sorry.
Except half of the electric bill. That you're losing.
Yeah.
But that they're going to come after you for, because we're going to help them get to you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now I have a bill for waste management in the amount of $34.34. When was this from?
From the last 3 months that we had lived there.
Well, he wasn't there all of those 3 months.
He moved out the 25th.
So he owes $10.
Okay.
All right. Good. Fine. What else?
And then I have multiple items that he broke and destroyed when he came into my home one night when I was not there after he had moved out, that he needs to reimburse me for, considering I have 3 children, one of which is
Listen
his.
Listen to me. Is this before or after you asked him to take back the cable boxes?
The day I moved out is the day I asked him to take the cable boxes.
And that's after he did all this alleged damage to your property?
Correct.
You're finished. It's over. Done. He owes you $291.50. Thank you. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy... Only one judge.
The problem is that the defendant
can handle her.
No, listen to me, Miss Cohn. We're going to do this my way, not your way.
Next Judge Judy.
Yeah, I left and came home the next morning, and my house was destroyed top to bottom.
Was it me?
Him breaking into the home.
She showed me pictures.
And doing those things, I couldn't do it anymore.
Looks like someone destroyed the house.
We have a child together, and I guess that's what it is.
I just hope I can see my daughter.
Well, of course, I want to be a part of his daughter's life.
And we can get along.
I'm moving on.